Monday, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our little nightmare that we call Vegas Nonstop, our little broadcast adventure to talk about sports, comedy, entertainment, whatever else is going on. Joining us, as always, my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, great to be here. Happy Monday, everyone.
Jeffrey with a G, right off the airplane, right out of McCarran Airport.
Just landed an hour and a half ago, came right over to the studio, couldn't miss us for the world.
And you were in New York City, you were like 3 blocks away
from the
incident.
Yeah, I was having dinner in the city on Saturday night on 13th Street, and unfortunately we had that bomb go off at 8:30 in the evening on 23rd. Thank goodness there was some injuries, but nothing severe. Everyone that was hurt has been released from the hospital. And the other good news is they did capture the main suspect this morning in a pretty crazy shootout in Linden, New Jersey. He started firing on the cops.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two cops got hit in their vest and did not get hurt. And they took him down with a couple shots, but he is alive. And
what's the over-under?
Hopefully they do the right thing with him.
What's the over-under on him dying?
In police
within
custody.
Within 24 hours.
In police custody? No.
He's not going to die.
No.
Also, to his right and right across from me, vocalist, male vocalist, Mark Giovi.
I hope male vocalist.
I didn't get your bio.
Is this on?
Yeah, yes. You're on. Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear in there?
Oh, really?
Maybe if I turn up the volume.
Turn
maybe
up that, the
maybe,
volume, maybe, kids.
Turn up the volume.
Turn up the volume.
Mark Giovi in vocalist land, hosting tonight at the Tap House, as you've done for the last bunch of Mondays.
Yeah, about 5 years.
Five years, open mic night. So great talent, great fun.
That's the Tap House on Charleston?
On West Charleston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah.
pizza, great buffalo wings, and
we're
Jimmy Gerard.
Every Monday night.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Especially when the Bears play, right?
Well, especially when the Eagles play.
Or when the Browns play, because it's really a Browns. I think it's a Cleveland Browns bar.
Cleveland Browns.
Is that
bar.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy
Cleveland
Gerard.
Bar. It was actually the first themed bar in Las Vegas. That's what Jimmy claims. He said.
And it was also, I think, the original spot for Fellini's.
Next door was Fellini's.
Next door was Fellini's.
Yeah, next door was Fellini's.
Well known. Yeah. Italian restaurant that's now at the Stratosphere.
Yes.
And they also have Salvatore's at Suncoast and Italian American Club, where you also
perform on Friday nights.
Friday
with,
nights.
The beautiful Genevieve Dew.
Beautiful Genevieve Dew. Still, she still blows me away when she does Billie Holiday.
Oh, I know.
I love
She's amazing.
Also, to Jeffrey's left, Chicago Joe.
Chicago Joe's in the house today, folks.
Hello. Nice having you. Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here, and I appreciate it. Great to be
among
such
on short notice.
On such short, well, you know what? To be here amongst a fine Chicago icon such as this gentleman here, you call me 2 minutes ahead of time and I'd be here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate where you're coming from, the Westgate over at the Edge Restaurant, which we haven't tried yet, but we're looking forward to. The Westgate was our home for 8 years where we hosted football in the showroom, and along with the many other shows that we worked on the fun, wonderful at Westgate. I went through five different owners, I think, there. It was the Hilton, then it was the Colony, then it was
the Colony.
Goldman Sachs owned it.
Yeah, it's been through a few owners, and now the Westgate.
David Siegel and the Westgate Group.
Bunch of great people and everything.
And Joe, you're in the steakhouse there, correct?
No, actually, I'm at the Italian restaurant, Fresco Italiano.
Oh, Fresco Italiano.
But we do have great steaks.
And so if people want to find you, come in, make a reservation, come see you.
Just ask for Joe.
Chicago Joe.
Just ask for Joe.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. And on camera and violin, Maura Egan, who's going to play us some stuff in a little bit. But Maura appears at Nine Fine Irishman. Here, give me the camera for those. And if you're in your car and you want to watch us on Facebook, now Maura can wave.
Don't do it if you're in the car.
Yeah, if you're in the car, don't wave. So Maura's working the camera. We got any questions? Tommy Thompson, Go Bears, absolutely. Hey, Johnny from Lance Montando. I'm saying your name wrong. Montalto. Rhonda Scott Walker's on. Johnny English is on. So if you have any questions, want to talk about the Bears or baseball or football or hockey or music or comedy.
Hockey.
Or the Cubs.
Or the Cubs.
The
and Mike Bryant might be giving us a call. Adrian Zemed is on the road somewhere. So we've got Cubs fans. This is probably the only Chicago-based sports radio show in Las Vegas. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
You know,
we talk more Chicago sports than probably any other station.
Yeah. You get your Boston stuff in pretty good.
I do. And my anti-Yankee stuff.
Do you want to get baseball? Want to get baseball out of the way first? The Cubs have clinched, right?
They have.
So we're done. We've got the National League.
See, but here's the problem with that. You say we're done. Like, you're just going to sit back the next 15 games and do nothing. That's a real problem. And Joe
Madden.
No, I don't
think that's going to happen, though, is it?
I don't think he should. I think he should rest some players accordingly. But you cannot take your foot off the pedal.
Well, that's what he's doing right now, is just basically this week, next week is when you start to gear up and get guys regular at bats, getting ready for the playoffs. Right now, this week is like kind of, and Cincinnati's coming to town, which my family's going to the game tonight. So this week, you kind of
did you guys beat Milwaukee last night?
No, actually, yesterday they lost.
They did, right? I bet against them in the last 2 days, and I got Milwaukee like plus 230 both days because the idea being is the Cubs are sort of, you know, coming off that high, that celebration, and you can get great value on whoever's playing them.
I brought this in for you, by the way.
Oh, I gave John a ticket to play over the
weekend. That wasn't yours.
Oh.
You gave me the under 45, which I also bet, and, you know, that game was ridiculous.
In which one?
That's not that ticket. That ticket, Clint Holmes's Redskins killed me on, and I saw him yesterday and reminded him.
His Redskins
killed me yesterday. I had 5 out of 6 on a 6-teamer. So, but you don't get any money for 5 out of 6.
No,
you get paid on 5 out of 6.
5 out of 6 is actually really nice, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a pretty good ticket, and it had me up until the end. And then, how about the Vikings and Packers game last night?
I'll tell you, the Vikings were very impressive, especially on defense, and they gave Bradford a chance to win that game.
And as I've said to Kurt Wiesner, Packers suck.
How do they not kick the field goal and tie the game? I mean, that didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that would have tied the game. They went for it. Yeah.
Just an update for some of our listeners. Adrian Peterson was carted off the field in that game last night.
Yes.
It was just revealed recently he does have a torn meniscus.
Know how painful that could be.
He could be out at least 2 to 6
weeks.
I'd
like to order the meniscus.
A la carte.
But we'll see what happens. It's terrible to see after he coming back to the league, he tore his ACL and another year out. But hopefully AP can get back on the field and do what he does best.
Yeah. Well, they still won.
They still
beat the Packers' butts.
And how about my Patriots yesterday?
Phenomenal.
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo's out now, too, right?
So Garoppolo has a shoulder injury. He is officially ruled out for this Thursday night's game against Houston Oilers.
Who's the third string?
The third string quarterback
The Texans, right?
Is Jacoby Brissett.
And he'll do fine.
Out of North Carolina State. Jacoby is a rookie out of NC State. He's a big kid with a big arm. He came in yesterday, did a great job. But what's even more interesting is it turns out Julian Edelman will be Brissett's backup this Thursday. He'll be the backup quarterback, the receiver, Julian Edelman.
Right.
Their slot receiver. Jewish quarterback?
Sid Luckman.
I don't know if Edelman's Jewish.
Remember the pass he threw a couple of years ago? Remember that?
Well, he was a quarterback in college, and he's got quite an arm on him, even though he's better as a slot receiver. I think he's a little too small to play NFL quarterback, but he will be the Patriots' backup quarterback on Thursday night. Should make for a very interesting storyline.
You guys all said it. You, Bobby said it, too, that if the Patriots can win 2 of the 4... And they're in pretty good shape.
And we're already halfway there.
I think
this is their toughest game so far, given Garoppolo being out, though.
And a short week, correct.
And Houston has a deadly defense.
Yeah, the toughest team that I think they're going to face without Brady.
I mean, you're going to have these monsters coming in. J.J. Watt and
Clowney's playing like a first-round draft pick.
Jadeveon Clowney finally is showing
up.
His last name is Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney, yes.
He's been injury-plagued for the first 2 years in the league, but, I mean, out of South Carolina. Is that right, Joe? Clowney, South Carolina?
Or Georgia. I think it was Georgia.
Georgia.
He had that famous bowl game against Michigan where he stuck the kid in the backfield.
Which, by the way, my niece is a senior at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor gal.
Wow.
So,
any other baseball you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about my Red Sox.
We kind of went right into football from baseball.
Let's talk about my Red Sox.
Go ahead.
Had a huge series this weekend with the Yankees. 4-game sweep.
Yeah.
See you later.
They were down four to nothing last night, came back to one.
Well, in game one, they were down even bigger. Hanley Ramirez hits a walk-off 3-run bomb. He hit 4 home runs, had 9 RBIs. Red Sox, knock on whatever this is, are playing the best baseball of the year right now at the right time.
Their opponent, their problem is going to be, can they beat Texas? Can they beat Cole Hamels? Can they beat Yu Darvish?
I think they can. I mean, certainly the way Porcello and Price are both pitching out at the top of the order. Stephen Wright and who's the other kid who had a no-hitter the other day? Threw 7 1/3 innings. Is it not Perez?
Not Pomeranz.
Ramirez. No?
Rodriguez?
No, maybe. Eddie Rodriguez?
Eduardo.
Yeah, they have a third or fourth pitcher in the rotation who's just been pitching great. Koji Uehara's off the DL now. He's back with them. And obviously that lineup is hitting like crazy. So it would be interesting to see how they would do. I'm actually more fearful of Cleveland, not Texas. I'm worried about Cleveland and facing our good friend Tito again.
Yeah, you know, that he would be geared up for that. The guys would be geared up for that.
And who knows Boston better than him?
Cleveland's got some mojo going because of the Cavaliers, so you never know. Could be interesting.
I agree, and they have some really good arms in that lineup as well, in that rotation. I saw that.
It'll be fun. We should be talking about the best team in baseball.
Let's talk about your Cubs, Joe. Well,
how about it? Who's your favorite Cub of all time, Joe?
Ron Santo. In fact, I have my Cubs Curse Buster song here that I'd like to play. And he was my hero growing up, and I dedicated this song to him. He was my hero, Ron Santo.
Third baseman, number 10.
No, I wore number 10, Cicero Eagles, and played third base because of him.
We talked about our mutual
compadre from
Cicero, Joe Mantegna. And Joe actually did the narration on the Ron Santo movie that his son, I think Jeff Santo, produced.
Right.
Did you see the movie?
Yes.
The oldest Cub or longest cover.
Yep.
It was great. I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Yeah.
I worked with Coach Ditka and Santo, God bless him. He walked from the back. He had two legs replaced. He walked from the back of the theater to the front. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Absolutely.
But it was a great story. And all of those 69 Cubs, they would bleed Cubby blue. Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, who was my neighbor in Glen Ellen. You know, they were all great Cubs, and that's what I like about
this. When somebody asked Kerry Wood why the Cubs haven't won, and he goes, what was the denominator between the Cubs and everybody else? Day baseball. They wore out in 69. Leo DeRozan played the same guys.
Leo the Lip.
They wore down in 69, and that was it. Which is why Which is why I hate the Mets to this day.
Jeffrey, you're sleeping over there.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
What do you mean that's why you hate the Mets?
Ernie Banks. Phenomenal.
Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, Santo, Kessinger, Beckert, Banks, infield, third to first.
Jim pitchers. Hickman. Name some pitchers.
Fergie Jenkins, Phil Regan, Ken Holtzman.
Kenny Holtzman, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No hitters.
He's a Cubs encyclopedia.
69 Cubs.
Is that why you hate the Mets, because of 69?
Yeah, exactly. My email address has the 6-9 in there, and it's not because of, it's because of the 69.
You know who the Cubs and Red Sox have in common?
Yes.
You know who the Cubs and Red Sox have in common?
Who?
Billy Buckner.
Billy Buck.
Oh, God.
Listen,
Billy
Buck. Don't bust on Billy Buckner, man.
I'm going to take the camera away from Maura for those that are watching on Facebook, and I'm going to have you play something why don't you play us into our first commercial break and do something appropriate?
Very apropos.
That's great.
Root for the Red Sox.
Don't win. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
All right, let's get some runs. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here at KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Chicago, Chicago, that Cub-loving town. Chicago, Chicago has the best fans around. I love them, bet your bottom dollar they love the Cubs in Chicago. Chicago, that town where baseball passion can be found. Called Clark Street, I just wanna say. It takes you to Wrigley Field where the Cubs play. Hey, hey! You'll have the time of your life. Come watch the Cubs reach glorious heights in Chicago, that Cubby-loving town.
Let's go live. Let's go live.
Chicago.
Jonathan Scott back. I think I'm back on Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Thanks to Chicago Joe for, I never heard that.
Well, this is its national debut. That's why I'm here, and I'm so happy and proud to be here with such a great Chicagoan, my great friend Jeff here, and this is like a treat.
Wow.
It's a lovely treat. It's a wonderful treat. It's great to be here.
Oh, thanks.
And with the Cubs having the best team in baseball, dynasty in the making, life is good.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time you said Cubs had the best team in baseball.
Late in September.
Joining us on line one, whenever Bobby's ready, we've got Mike Bryant, Chris's dad. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks for taking a minute out of your day. Appreciate you always. We've been talking Cubs here, and Chicago Joe just played a Cubs song that I've never heard before. Have you heard that one?
I haven't, man. You got to learn as many as you can nowadays.
So what? Give us some tales from the front. What's going on?
Tales from the front? Jeez, man, not much. I mean, they're kind of like on autopilot right now.
The question is, are they going to lay down, take it easy, or are they going to play it all the way through?
I know Chris ain't laying down and taking it easy. He's pushing himself real hard right now. I worry about
how many homers
that
has he hit so far this season, Mike?
I'm sorry?
Oh, we don't have it.
He's got to have close to 40 home runs.
He's 37.
37
dingers. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sure 40's in the back of his mind, you know.
Oh, I would imagine. Only 13 games left, though, to hit those last three. Mike, how you doing? It's Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey with a G.
What's up, my man? How are you?
Good, man. I'm doing great.
Let's talk about that other great team on our radar screen, the Boston Red Sox, baby.
How about that? Now, that would be something special right now if the Cubs and the Red Sox could be in the World Series.
It's almost a little scary, but I know one person that would feel pretty good about it, Mr. Theo Epstein.
That would be, boy, that would be intense right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. What'd you think of our boy sweeping the Yankees at Fenway this weekend in such dramatic style? Hanley Ramirez, I don't know if I've ever seen him hit the ball like this.
Yeah, there was something going on there. I was getting texts from my brother-in-law is still back in the Boston area, and my cousin's down in he was down in Stuart, Florida, and he's a big Sox fan too. So they got me on a group text, and they're dropping F-bombs all over the place.
For the kids that were listening, I wanted to ask you about your baseball camp and your hitting camp that you're doing. How can people, the age group, can you tell us a little bit more about it and who would qualify and what's involved?
Well, you know, my schedule is so tight. I take everybody. I don't turn anybody away, anybody that wants to learn how to hit. But, the best, just I got a website now. It's called BryantBaseballAcademy.com, Bryant Baseball Academy, and all kinds of info getting thrown up on there. They can contact me through that, or they can call me. Of course, I'll throw my number out there, 702-285-6356. I just had the pleasure of working with a guy from New York. He's playing in the Diamondbacks organization. Finished his season and came right over to Vegas, stayed with his uncle, and I'm going to be working with him all week. His name's Grant Heyman, big lefty. He can rake, man. This guy can swing it, man. He just needs to get the ball in the air, and I think he's going to hit some dingers if he figures it out. But yeah, I work with anybody from if they can handle it at 7, 8 years old, I got them. But most of my kids fall in the ages of between 13 and 17.
Well, my big question is, we've got 13 games left in the season. Are you going to be able to get us tickets if we go to Chicago?
The only people have asked me that. Do you realize they only allow us six tickets? Just to get an extra couple family tickets is a logistical nightmare. So I'd have to say, I wish I could, the only way I could do it is just to get a suite and max it out, and maybe someday that's going to happen. I'll invite everybody in.
Hi, Mike. This is Joe, Cicero Joe from Chicago, and a huge Cub guy. And actually, I was just out in the field last week, a couple of weeks ago, when they were playing down at Petco Park. And I met your son, said hello to him, and also talked to Joe Madden, told him that I would see him in October in Chicago for the World Series. So, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. And when Chris gets back into town after winning the World Series, you got to come and have a bite to eat with me and say hello.
You know me, man. I'd be eating 24/7. Well, no, that would be, you know, hey, if that could be arranged, it could be fun, man. It, you know, it's
we'll definitely arrange it. We'll make it happen.
I'm gonna be right in the middle of all that celebration out there when we win the World Series this year. I'm gonna be right in the middle of Wrigleyville with a big sign. I'm gonna get a big, huge T-shirt that says I'm Chris Bryant's dad. Please come and talk to me.
You won't need a T-shirt or a sign because people are going to be seeking you out, and I will be one of them.
That, I'm telling you, I can't, you know, we're going to win it, man. We're going to win it. They're talking like this in the clubhouse. They don't say if, it's when, you know, and Madden has got these guys dialed in. There's a certain tenacity that's going to come out when you see these guys in the playoffs, and if their backs are put up against the wall, I think we're going to see a Wolverine, you know, or you know, a Badger when he gets backed into a corner, or a feral cat. These guys are crazy, man. That's what's going to happen. They're going to fight tooth and nail, and that's what worries me though about the last 2 weeks of the season, of course, because they got everything clinched. And but I think they're in the right frame of mind. I really do. And It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, Mike, we want to get you back in the studio whenever you can, whenever you're back in town. We know we're into the home stretch right now. We're all rooting for you. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day. We're all rooting for it, and hopefully we'll be together in Chicago on that day when the Cubs win the World Series.
Whoa,
take it easy. Definitely.
All right, everybody. Thanks for calling, Mike. We'll see you real soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
All righty. Doesn't get any better.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what worries me, right? I know the Cubs have the best team in baseball, and they're feeling really good right now, but it's not a foregone conclusion.
Hashtag
you
crush the curse.
You have to go out
crush
there
the
and
curse.
Play the games.
That is the reason why I've written this song. That's why we're playing this song. It's a
cleansing.
The cosmos.
It's a cleansing.
It's a cleansing.
It's a spiritual.
That's what this is.
You have to lose all the bad juju.
You have to get rid of all the bad karma, all the bad juju, get rid of it, wash it away.
Is that the song that you wrote, the song that we
Yes.
Heard?
Yeah, that was his song.
Oh, I didn't know you wrote it.
I wrote it and sang it, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that was you.
Yeah, that's me.
I would have listened a lot more carefully.
Well, yeah.
You need to listen again.
All right. Let me hear you now. You know, Harry Carey, all the old Cubs, you know, have to be coming. The ghosts have to be on Addison Street, 1060 West Addison, the Blues Brothers, every movie that was ever shot at Wrigley.
Ron
League
Zero.
Of the Road. You know, I was on the
Ferris
set.
Ferris Bueller.
Swing, Bueller. Oh, man.
You're the Sausage King of Chicago.
That's another one.
They used to call me that down on Rush Street. Hey, hello.
The Sausage King. Yeah. Wasn't that from Vegas Vacation?
Ferris Bueller.
Oh, Ferris Bueller was the Sausage King.
What? Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. Thank you.
That'd be a good trade. Like movies that were shot at Wrigley.
He puts his name on the reservation book at this high-end restaurant that he'd never get in on, like this kid, right? You're Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
What restaurant was
it? Shea Paul.
Was it Shea Paul? Oh, I thought it was at the Ambassador East.
That was a French restaurant for sure. I can't believe you know that.
What restaurant was it in the Blues Brothers?
I was actually in the Blues Brothers.
Were you Paul Schaefer?
I wish I could play the keyboards like him.
He was Aretha Franklin.
Uh-huh. We've been looking for somebody to play the keyboards.
That's me.
We had Kenny for a while.
Yeah, that's true. We used to have the keyboard right here in Studio Joe. Kenny would come in and play. It's great.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
Yeah, well, maybe. Mark, you know, I didn't get your bio, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? Let's do this properly. You're from New Jersey originally.
Let's do this properly for a change.
Let's switch it from Chicago to Jersey.
Yeah, we tend to get right into the show content right away.
That's all right. You got a bunch of Chicago guys here. It's cool.
Yeah.
We're still outnumbered.
Well, by the way, we got two Boston guys here.
Oh, two Boston. Well, I really feel bad because I'm a Phillies fan and from.
How did Dad have? How did you become a Phillies fan?
From South Jersey.
Yeah, from Trenton area, Trenton, which is like Central Jersey. So I grew up an Eagles fan, a Phillies fan, and it was just closer, you know, than the Giants at the time, and. I grew up there and moved out to L.A. when I was about 25 years old, and then hung out in L.A. for 10 years and traveled all over the world as a tour manager for a kid named Aaron Carter.
Oh, yeah.
I was Aaron's
road manager for like 8 years.
He was one of those boy bands.
Yeah, well, his brother was a Backstreet Boy.
Nick, you go.
Yeah, but Aaron was the younger brother and traveled all over the world, did all that, and then came back home and... back to New Jersey for a year, met my wife, then moved out here.
When I met you, you were in Bite. You were in the show
Bite. Vampires, classic rock, and topless girls, yeah.
Yeah, and you were the shill. You were the shill in the audience. Everything's better topless, right, Maura?
Oh, absolutely.
But, now we're talking. And then you were in the Las Vegas Tenors.
Las Vegas Tenors at the Hilton, the old Hilton.
Yeah, that was great.
Did that for a while, and now I'm just freelancing, doing a bunch of stuff on my own, recording again and writing again, and I just released a song called A Different Kind of Normal.
Great song.
Sort of about my life being a little different. If you don't know out there, folks, I have cerebral palsy on my left side, and I'm an entertainer. I'm out in front of people, so it's like, yeah, I'm a little different. But the song is about understanding that people that may look different, act different, their lives are normal to them. So, and it's just understanding, you know, understand that these people are going through the same thing that everybody else is going through in life. And it's, you know, it's kicking off.
It's a cool song. Yeah. I heard you do it at the Composers.
I'm going to be doing it at an event in Portland, Oregon in February. And then we're going to be traveling all over the world and doing different charity events and different things to raise money hopefully it's going to do a lot of good for people.
Yeah, it's a great song. I heard you do it at the Composer Showcase with Keith Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't know when the next... I just missed the first Composer Showcase in like 2 years.
I have to go back. I haven't been there in quite a while. So
great event.
Back. Yeah.
Lots of stuff coming up. Anyway, we're going to take another commercial break. Marty, you want to play us out?
Yeah, I'm going to play something Irish.
All right, play something Irish.
Gaelic.
Something Gaelic.
I told you not to say that on the radio.
Gaelic.
Here, come on over here. Another short commercial break. Listen to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM.
Chicago, Chicago, that cub loving town. Chicago, Chicago has the best things around. I love them. Bet your bottom dollar they love the Cubs in Chicago. Chicago, that town where baseball passion can be found.
All right. Okay, all right. That's Chicago Joe singing.
I love the Chicago theme in this show today. This is fun. All we need
is a pizza and some old style.
And a Chicago dog.
By
the way, ketchup is never allowed on a hot dog.
No.
All you people out
Agreed.
There. Ketchup is not allowed on a hot dog. Please don't do it.
Yeah. Well, Amore Taste of Chicago is right down the street from the studio here. We go there every once in a while and see
they
Joe.
They have great food. Joe has a great place.
Yeah, no hot dogs, but he's got great deep dish. And anyway,
Joe, where do you go for your Chicago fix in town for food?
Actually, I've been to Amore, and there's a place on Eastern and Silverado, Chicago Tasty Dog. Great dogs.
I haven't been there. I've been to Windy City Beef on Eastern. They've got a pretty good beef sandwich. Anyway, Monday Night Football at Sapphires on Dean Martin Drive. Drink specials, prizes, big screen, pretty girls in T-shirts. And that's going to be the name of my book, Pretty Girls in T-Shirts, coming out on Random House. It's actually random.
Really?
Live music and open mic, and it's Kelly Clinton's birthday tonight at the Bootlegger on Las Vegas
Happy
Boulevard
birthday,
South.
Kelly.
There's something else going on at the Bootlegger tonight, too. I don't know what it is. There's some other fundraising thing. But Kelly, I saw Kelly yesterday.
I won't be able to be there because I'm working. But
I know. Well, I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you.
If you're listening, Kelly, happy birthday.
There's
happy
also birthday, the Kelly. Weekly. I've copied. There's also a weekly open mic tonight at the Tap House on West Charleston, hosted by our friend and guest Mark Giove. Great. Holy cow! Great pizza, authentic buffalo wings, cold beer, and hot women.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Now, I've got it. Over the weekend, I saw a show called Baz. Have you seen Baz
I
yet?
I have not yet.
My God.
It's awesome. I heard it's awesome.
Fabulous. Yeah. I saw a friend, Blair Farrington. Chris Lash is the musical director, who I also have met at Composer Showcase. Yeah. Costumes, sets, music, high energy. Show is brilliant. Broadway bound. I don't know what. I mean, to me, it's one of the best shows on the Strip. It's called Baz at the Palazzo Theater, same theater that our friend Clint Holmes is in. At the Palazzo Theater, Clint, if you haven't seen Clint's new show called Between the Lines, which I always said had a different meaning for me in the 80s.
Yes.
But that's at the Palazzo Theater. Baz, kudos. If you have not seen Baz, go see Baz. Support local theater and musical theater. It's a phenomenal show.
I heard it.
And the mashups are what makes it really cool, aside from the Shakespeare stuff, because I can never understand the Shakespeare. Thou art thou with thou be thou. It's like reading the Bible, you know. It's like, anyway. Word Up! Cameo with our friend Larry Blackman appears Thursday through Sunday at the Westgate. Your
come
home
and see
property.
Joe at Fresco.
Thursday through Sunday at the Westgate. Get your groove on and dance with all the funk hits from Cameo. I promise you're going to have a good time. Word Up with Cameo. That's the 7 o'clock show. One of the best 7 o'clock shows in town, Cameo. Wednesday's media night for our friend Vinny Favorito. His new show is also at the Westgate. If you've never seen Vinny, I'm going to give you the warning right now. If you're thin-skinned and you're insulted easily,
not the show for you.
Yeah. But if you've got a good sense of humor and you can laugh at yourself, and as we all can, hopefully, then you want to go see Vinny because he's the best at what he does. Oh, I had some notes here. Michelle Johnson's Carole King show is going to, I think it's October 3rd. I've got to find my notes for that one. But they've only got like 40 seats left for Michelle Johnson's. You go to thesmithcenter.com and look for Michelle Johnson's Carole King Tapestry Show. I think it's on Sunday. It's a one-time only show. But if you've ever seen any Michelle Johnson shows, they're great. Sky D. Miles at Rose Rabbit Lie at the Cosmopolitan. No cover, and Sky changes costumes. And if you've never seen Sky Miles, you're in for a treat with Sky. Thursday night music on the patio is starting up again at Big Dog's Draft House on Rancho and Craig. Tokens are available for Big Dog's Dogtober Beer Festival on Saturday, October 29th. Live music and over 40 craft beers. Big Dog's also has college and pro football game time specials, $3 leg lifter pints. That's what I drink, the leg lifter. I like the leg lifter. Sunday is fun day, growler fill deals. The growler is the new thing in the world of beer, by the way. If you don't know what the growlers are,
it's been around for a while.
And of course, you're Irish. You know about everything drinking, don't you? Yeah. Jameson specials. That's what I have when I'm with Kurt over at Big Dog's. We have the JMOs. Game time gaming promotions and all kinds of good party food over at Big Dog's Draft House. And now, if I may talk about dun 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 dun. Eagles at Chicago Bears tonight.
Eagles.
5:30 p.m. Where? Soldier Field on ESPN. Sister station. Bears are -3, total 42. Here's what today's paper had to say. Carson Wentz showed he could handle the big stage in this much ballyhooed, I like saying ballyhooed, NFL debut, but the lights will be even brighter when he leads the Philadelphia Eagles on the road to face the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. Wentz, the number 2 overall pick out of North Dakota State, earned rave reviews nationally after guiding Philadelphia to a 29-10 win over Cleveland in season opener. Wentz was expected to open the season on the bench, but was thrust I like saying that, too. Into the starter's role following the abrupt trade of Sam Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings, responded with 278 yards passing and a pair of touchdowns against the Browns. What has Brown done for you? It looks like Philadelphia is going to be very well rewarded for the risk they took on draft day, giving up a lot of stuff to get the job. Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio said of Wentz, the guy's very impressive. Chicago was not that impressive in its season opener, failing to score in the second half in a 23-14 loss at Houston. Playing at home is not necessarily an advantage for the Bears,
who won only once
at Soldier Field en route to a 5-11 record last season.
Correct.
So the Bears are 9-1 at home versus rookie quarterbacks since 2001.
Great.
And Wentz's 101 passer rating was the highest by a Philadelphia rookie since John Reeves in 72. Jeffries had at least 100 yards receiving without a TD in his last three games. Prediction from whoever wrote this in today's Sports Direct is Bears 23, Eagles 20. Jeffrey with a G.
I'm taking the Eagles.
Are you nuts?
Taking the Eagles plus three. Not that I feel that Carson Wentz is going to come into Soldier Field and do what he did against a very, very, very average Cleveland team last week.
However,
I'm not impressed with this Bears offense, and I'm definitely not impressed with the Bears defense. And I just think they're mediocre on both sides of the ball.
Okay, number one, this is Fox's second year with the team.
True.
Okay, so basically,
how does John Fox go 1-7 at home, Joe?
It wasn't John Fox going 1-7. It was the Chicago. It was basically the Phil Emery, Mark Trestman regime going 1-7 last year.
Okay,
that's what that was.
I got you.
And what they've done is they've stacked two great drafts and done some nice work in the free agency department. And this is their second year, the home opener. They will win tonight, 27-13.
27, they win by two
27-13.
touchdowns. Wow.
27-13.
They're going to hold Philadelphia. That defense is going to hold Philadelphia to 13 points.
Yes, there's no question about it. I'm not, it's a Monday night
game.
How's
the pass rush?
Leonard Floyd, number one draft pick.
Okay.
Eddie Goldman in the middle is a stud. Jonathan Bullard, third round draft pick out of Florida State, another stud on the other side. You got Danny Trevathan, brought him over from Denver. Jarrell Freeman, brought him over from Indianapolis. Lamar Houston, Willie Young. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. And second year with Vic Fangio, they're going to be fine.
Okay.
I expect a low-scoring game.
You do?
I'm going to think it's like 13-10 Eagles because I just think both offenses are pretty average. Even the Eagles, even though I'm an Eagles fan, I think their offense is still pretty average. But Chicago's offense is average, and I think the Eagles' defense might be just a little bit better right now.
And this is also going to be Kevin White's coming out party. Number one draft pick from last year.
I got hurt.
This is going to be his coming out party tonight.
He's gay?
I saw Kevin White. He played a nice game last week.
Why would you say that?
You said it's his coming out party.
However, as a rookie, he also ran. As a rookie, Joe, who's still learning the playbook, he also ran the wrong route last week, which led to a Cutler pick.
But did you see how Cutler reacted? Just flipped his finger, said, move over. Last time, he would have, two, 3 years ago, he would have gotten in the guy's face. Just very subtle, very subtle.
That's the problem with Cutler. Everything is too subtle. He sits there and sulks all the time.
Number one, he doesn't sulk. That's just the way he is. Number two, they love him in the locker room. They love him in the locker room. That's really all that matters.
They love him in the locker room and hate him on the field.
No. I met Cutler when I was at Nove with Chef Gino. Met him, talked to him, told him everything that the Bears needed to do. He looked at me and he goes, "What are you doing working here?" He goes, "Why don't you come and work with me?" I said, "Just give me Jerry Angelo's phone number. I'll tell him what to do draft day, and you're not going to have any problems."
Wow.
Obviously, they don't listen.
We're going to take another break. Maura's going to play us out into our last commercial break here on Vegas Non-Stop.
That's awesome.
Happy out, boys. That was awesome.
We're right back at Vegas Nonstop here on KBET 920 AM. Stay where you are.
Try to get a date, my boss says. dash, and you gotta work late.
Jonathan Scott Baker with Vegas Nonstop here at KBAT 920 AM with Mark Giovi, Jeffrey with a G, Chicago Joe, Mara on camera and violin. And on line one, we've got our good friend, Cubs fan, Bears fan, all around Chicago, and Adrian Zamed. AZ. Hello.
Adrian.
Come in, Adrian.
Adrian.
Adrian was on the phone.
Hey, yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian. Here, I'll do a hey, wine yo. Commercial while we're
Adrian.
Waiting.
Adrian.
Hey, wine lovers. Many of you regular listeners. What language was that?
Many of you regular listeners.
Many of you regular listeners to Vegas Nonstop know I recently went to Napa Valley and wine country, and the visit inspired me to take my wine tasting hobby and make it into a part-time business, and Jeffrey and I are in this wine business together here.
It's actually
this
amazing.
Business of ours. And Mark came, but we had a wine tasting last Wednesday.
I can't believe how many people showed up for that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we had 200 people show up. So if you or someone you know love tasting wine and having wine parties, I like that we're calling it tasting wine. It adds so, like, we're tasting wine. We're not just drinking.
We're drinking.
Is Adrian back? Oh, all right. Well, anyway,
Are you guys whining again?
Yeah, we're whining again.
Wine,
go to Las Vegas. Let me finish. Go to LasVegasWineLovers.com for more information, or you could message me on social media at Jonathan Scott LV, like the sign over there, more. At Las Vegas, whatever it says, Vegas Nonstop. Tell us a funny wine story. I was looking for funny wine stories. I didn't get any last week. Go to Vegas Nonstop. Now, Adrian Zamed on his way back from Los Angeles. Are you back?
No, actually, I'm on my way to Los Angeles right now. I'm somewhere on the Pear Blossom Highway, so I might lose you guys quite easily.
Well, I'm going to ask Bobby to put you on the speaker. So you could give us, I'm just going to ask you, give us your Cubs and Bears. I'm going to put you on the speaker so Facebook people can hear you. Tonight's the big game, so go ahead. You've got the floor. You got the mic.
Tonight's the big game. Yeah, it is. Look, I don't feel very good about the Bears at all in any way, shape, or form. I think we're going to be lucky if we win four games. But on the other hand, I'm ecstatic and in heaven about the Cubs at this point. And all I can say is after 1969, 1984, the other years with Steve Bartman and everything like that, I'm enjoying the ride. And this is the first step to the World Series. And I will not be happy until we're in the World Series. But we certainly have a very, very strong team at this point, not just hitting wise and defensively, but our pitching staff is probably one of the best pitching staffs in baseball currently right now. So I'm feeling really good about them.
More importantly, Adrian, how'd you do in fantasy this weekend?
Actually, tonight is crucial for me because I have Alshon Jeffrey and Jeremy Langford going on three of my teams, so I really need them badly to have a good. And my wife is beating me in her league.
Of course she is.
Subject of your wife, just for a second here, can you please remind her that her Washington Redskins ruined a six-team parlay for me yesterday?
Oh my God! You know what? They really should have won that game. It was absolutely what happened in the last few minutes. That Dallas never should have scored that last touchdown, and it just was a shame. And all. Yeah, Jonathan just told me to tell you that that his 16 game parlay was messed up by the Skins. How much would you have won had the Skins won?
Almost $500.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what are you going to do? Right now, Cousins is throwing interceptions. He's pressing.
Let me ask you a question.
What can we think?
You're so down on your Bears,
it's
but you have
bad,
both.
Cutler.
But you have.
listen, the background yell. Not as bad as Cutler.
I like it already. For a guy who's down on the Bears, though, you have Langford and Alshon. I mean, Alshon's a no-brainer, but why Langford?
I think he didn't have a bad week last week. It wasn't incredible, but he had a combined rushing and receiving yards and a TD. He had about 100, close to 100 yards combined and a TD. What more can you ask from a running back? And I think he's going to get that every week.
Well, AZ, we appreciate your call. It's the end of the show, so we're glad we got you in.
Guys.
Hopefully you'll be in. Safe travel. And tell Lisa again, Redskins suck. So I want to thank everybody. Monday Night Football, I'll be over at Sapphires. If anybody wants to join us over at Sapphires, Mark Giovi's going to be at the Tap House tonight with open mic night. Starts at whatever time it starts, 7 o'clock. Jeffrey with a G will probably be with me at Sapphire getting a dollar lap dance. Chicago Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we got 30 seconds left to thank everybody. Okay,
slow down, Bree. It's okay.
Slow it down.
You can thank Mora.
I want to thank Mora Egan. appears at Nine Fine Irishmen with her band. What's the band called again? Come here.
Shinae Reroll.
Yeah. When do you play? When do you play at Nine Fine Irishmen?
Every night, except Tuesday from
9 p.m. Every night. Thanks for listening, everybody. Eat well, party hard, like us at Vegas Nonstop.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
Thank you.
The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and the thoughts turn to their